From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I know you'd rather be here than where you were yesterday, but...
It's a long day.
Yeah, it is. Especially, wouldn't you like... Get up at like 3 o'clock in the morning yesterday to make it to Oakland in that time, or
four? But yeah. Not a lot of sleep before that.
You know what? I got a little violin here about the 4 o'clock thing because
yeah,
I'm up at four.
Whatever.
Hey, who said this has been one of the most effed up years of my life?
Miley Cyrus.
Was it? Well, she's on the list. I'm going to give you a multiple choice here.
Right.
Was it Lori Loughlin, Ozzy Osbourne, Joe Biden, Andrew Luck, Miley Cyrus, or R. Kelly?
Well, it
who
could
said
be just about anybody.
This has been one of the most effed up years of my life, and we're saying effed up.
I want to say Miley Cyrus said it.
No.
Lori Loughlin. R. Kelly.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh.
He said that on his Sirius radio show. He said, quote, "I broke my neck in January. I had pneumonia. I've had effing blood clots, 2 staph infections, and 2 of my fingers. God knows how that happened. It's been one of the most effed up years of my life." Ozzy.
Huh.
You know what, buddy? We're glad you're doing better.
Ozzy effing Osbourne.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ozzy effed up Osbourne.
They don't have to bleep that on Sirius. We do on K-Tahoe.
Yes, we do.
We can't say it.
No.
It's time for the Who Cares News. And, you know, I'd say it's effed up, but it's not. No.
Well, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about our national nightmare in a roundabout sort of way.
Yeah.
John Stamos is still coming to terms with his longtime friend and the one who got away.
The one that got away.
Maybe he's grateful at this point. And Full House co-star Lori Loughlin's legal troubles.
He has to be. I mean, he's happy. He's a dad now. He's got a young wife that's half his age, young enough to be his granddaughter. Nah, well, maybe not his granddaughter.
Granddaughter.
Daughter. Younger daughter. he's got a hot wife, smoking hot wife, and a baby. And I think he's pined for Lori for all these years. Lo, these many years. But I tell you what.
I bet the pining's done now.
I think the pining's done, number one.
Uh-huh.
And number two, I think had they really hooked up, she would have had better kids. I think she would have had. These kids are the most spoiled damn kids. Because daddy's a fashion designer. I think that's the deal.
I think that has nothing
to do with the fact that mom could do Christmas movies on Lifetime. No. It has to do with dad being a fashion designer.
I would do Christmas movies on Lifetime.
You could, too.
I should.
You should get yourself an agent.
I should.
I mean, look. Gabrielle Cotaris got reelected to being SAG president last night. You could be an actress. So there you go. Get an agent.
Maybe I'll get an agent.
Yeah, get an agent.
I want an agent who focuses on Lifetime and Hallmark Christmas movies.
That's your jam.
That's probably what I'd get.
That's your jam. Crazy Christmas lady.
All right. So, John said he'd bite his tongue in speaking about her alleged involvement in the college admissions scandal until her trial.
Okay.
Saying, quote, "I gotta be careful."
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. They've been friends for years.
This is the thing that gets me.
What gets you, John Van Camp?
The 90s were 30 years ago.
You know,
I mean, almost 30 years ago. It's crazy.
Talk about that?
I know, right? So they know that they've known each other at least over half of their adult life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
He fantasized about her. He kissed her on TV.
He probably kissed her more. I'm gonna say they probably hooked up.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they did.
I think. Did they? They dated, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they hooked up.
Yeah, they hooked up.
Okay, so.
Johnny Galecki and Kaylee Cuoco hooked up, too, for
that's
2
true.
Years.
Yeah. So John said, "I want to wait until the trial happens, if it does, or whatever the results
is. It's going to happen, John. It's going to happen. If it happens.
And then talk about it.
What
all right. So he told GQ that, "Honestly, I can't figure it out. It doesn't make sense. I talked to her the morning everything hit. I just can't process it still."
John, here's the deal. Her and Massimo gave $500,000 to this creep, and he got their kids into USC. That's what happened.
They,
wrap your
they
head
lied.
Around it.
They lied.
Wrap your Three head around
teams
it.
Teams and all. He's pretty sure that the punishment is not equal to the crime if there was a crime.
Stop it. Stop it.
And if you're keeping track, today marks day 170 of our national nightmare.
Wow. Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's almost half a year.
Yeah. Feels like more, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Feels like it's been 10 years.
I bet to Lori Loughlin it feels like much longer because it's been very hard for her to get manicures in public.
You know, she can't go anywhere. I mean, the paparazzi's everywhere. She cannot go anywhere.
Everywhere.
So they, but you know, maybe she can have the manicurist, I guess.
A manicurist.
Can come in and they can come in like DoorDash. They're in good shape.
But what does she need a manicure for? She's not being seen much.
You know what? Rich people get dressed every day, unlike the rest of us who lounge around in our jammies and eat bonbons. So, you know.
I can't afford bonbons.
Watch Oprah.
I lounge around in my jammies. Can't afford the bonbons. Matthew McConaughey is a side hustle if that acting thing doesn't pan out.
Well, you know, he's also still, is he still
Lincoln?
Shilling Lincolns?
Yep.
Because I think the last couple of commercials, none of them made any sense, but the one where he's at the pool table and there's a bunch of people at the party and then he leaves is just like.
He's deep in thought and everyone's like.
Don't get it. Go back to the sushi eating dogs. That was the better one. Anybody remember that?
Yeah, that was, I like that.
That was the best ones.
Well, apparently Matthew has been doing his side hustle for some time as part-time college teacher, and now he's a full-fledged instructor at the University of Texas at Austin.
Well, all right, all right, all right.
And he's not a washed-up actor doing it.
I admire a person who has a side hustle that actually could be a full-time career. When he is washed up, when Lincoln says, nah, we're past it, we're over it.
We finally get the fact that everyone's
and
going,
then
what?
Nobody wants him on TV or film or whatever. Yeah. Then and only then will he be going like, you know what? I got this side hustle, and I think I'll make it my real hustle. I'm ready to teach the class. Teach the children.
Teach the children.
I'm ready to teach the children. All right, all right, all right.
He teaches the script to screen class.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
And he's been doing it since 2015.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
UOT says that while Matthew won't be there for every class.
Yeah.
And the frequency that he'll teach the class this fall depends on his schedule.
His schedule? They don't say schedule in Texas.
No.
They say schedule.
That's right.
So they schedule.
Schedule.
Ain't no problem saying that word. Nope.
And as an instructor, Matthew can mentor students.
Mm-hmm.
He can explore teaching other classes. And he can participate in all of the university events.
Can you see Matthew McConaughey like at the homecoming game? Not that UOT Austin has a football team, but I'm just saying, if they did. Austin just happens to be in Texas. Austin is not Texas. I'm gonna get lots of hate texts for that one. Austin is not Texas. Not, you know, not like the rest of Texas. It's different.
You think it's different?
I think it's different. You know who doesn't live in Texas?
Halle Berry.
There you go. See you tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.